This morning on WCHL, the town of Carborough wants to keep you safe on its roads, whether you're in a car or not.
Traffic calming and slow zones, this kind of concept on average produces crash reductions of about 30%.
Plans for the Rogers Road community continue to move ahead slowly but surely.
We have an opportunity to bring a community into the future.
And we'll check in on the state and local government races as the filing period reaches the halfway point. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, no snow is in the forecast for tomorrow's rescheduled matchup between UNC and Duke. Plus, high school basketball postseason play is tipping off. And
don't look now, but our town is going Lady Gaga over basketball.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. We have a steady rain coming down. We've had a little storm this morning. Mostly cloudy today. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms continuing today. And the high today, about 70 degrees. Also going to be rather windy later on in the day. Slow zones might soon be coming to downtown Carborough. The Board of Aldermen gave the go-ahead on Tuesday for town staff to explore the feasibility of the proposed traffic calming areas, which some have said would reduce the number of pedestrian and bicycle-involved vehicle collisions. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Traffic calming and slow zones, this kind of concept on average produces crash reductions of about 30%, according to the literature. And a lot of that just deals with being able to maneuver and stop quickly. So you see higher rates of yielding to pedestrians.
That's Seth Lajeunesse, chair of the Carborough Transportation Advisory Board. He explained that a slow zone is a small area with well-defined boundaries, setting average vehicular speeds of about 20 miles per hour. The zones are placed in areas with high pedestrian and bicycle activity and/or a history of vehicle accidents with pedestrians and bicycles. The majority of pedestrian collisions in Carborough happen along East Main Street, between Lloyd Street and Greensboro Street, and in the intersections in that area, including Weaver Street and Main Street. Lajeunesse explained that this is the area in which the Transportation Advisory Board hopes to implement the slow zone. Designating the zones has been accomplished in other cities by constructing artistic gateway designs. The goal is to distinguish these areas, signaling to drivers that they are entering into a new traffic zone and should slow down. Carborough Alderperson Jackie Giss said that the Carborough Arts Committee is working on designs currently that she believed would work for the gateway fixtures and would be a way to promote local artists. Giss added that she supported the idea of slow zones, but she wanted town staff to also include downtown businesses in the discussion and planning phases for the project.
I don't want it to be something that, here, downtown businesses, this is what we're doing to you. We'd rather have it be that it's something that the downtown businesses feel that they're a part of and that they're doing with us.
Other measures that complement slow zones are lead pedestrian intervals, bike corrals, and curb extensions. Carborough already offers bike corrals in locations across downtown. Though these additions would come at a high cost to the town, Lajeunesse said that he believed the safety and economic benefits would be worthwhile. He predicted calmer streets in the zones that would promote lingering and socializing in the area and result in more business for local shops. Alderperson Randy Haven O'Donnell supported the idea of pedestrian signals, but pointed out that Chapel Hill controls Carborough stoplights, so coordination efforts would be necessary.
I think it's inexpensive enough and it's important enough, and it's a great way to enculturate folks about wait time.
Slow zones are popular across New York City and in parts of Europe as well. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The Rogers Road remediation plan has been in the works for nearly 2 years, but recently Chapel Hill and Orange County each took steps to move the plan forward. WCHL's Elizabeth Frant has details.
Last night, Orange County commissioners unanimously signed off on an operating agreement for the yet-to-be-built Rogers Road Community Center. Once completed, the facility will be operated by the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, or RENA. Minister Robert Campbell is the president of RENA. He told the board this is an important step forward for the neighborhood.
We have an opportunity to bring a community into the future. For our children, in the summertime, they have nowhere to go. But here we have an opportunity to help shape and mold them right here in the community.
Commissioners committed $650,000 back in January of 2013 to build the center on land donated by Habitat for Humanity. But the project was delayed last fall when construction bids came in over budget. County staffers say the building has been redesigned and the rebidding process should be complete by April. The community center is part of a remediation plan agreed on by representatives from RENA, Orange County, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro to help make amends to the neighborhood that bore the burden of the county and municipal landfill for 40 years. The plan also includes extending sewer service to 86 parcels in the Rogers Road neighborhood at an estimated cost of approximately $5.8 million. Carrboro has already set aside its portion of the total, about $900,000. Chapel Hill, however, is struggling to find a way to pay its share as the area is outside of town limits. Town staffers are currently investigating the possibility of creating a new utility district or extending the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction to include Rogers Road. In the meantime, the Chapel Hill Town Council voted last week to spend up to $77,400 on preliminary engineering studies and community outreach to determine exactly where sewer lines should go. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt said this is work that will need to be done no matter what.
What this does is this moves the ball, even though commissioners and council members just keep talking.
The engineering studies and outreach are expected to take up to 10 months to complete. The Chapel Hill Town Council will revisit the question of extraterritorial jurisdiction on June 16th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:12. More news in just a moment.
Enjoy culinary delights at the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of the only Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. It's all created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team and will be a meal you won't soon forget. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant at the Carolina Inn, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
When you're in charge of an office, to make it run the way you want, you have to know how people think, how they react, and how to organize accordingly. And it also helps to know how machines think, because you know they've got minds of their own too. Hi, I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the source in the triangle for your office equipment needs. I've been in the business for 10 years, and I have a bachelor's in psychology. I'm just saying. So if you want an office that knows how people think, visit me online at copycei.com.
Dorothy, dear, wake up, honey. It's Auntie M.
Auntie M?
For a minute here, we thought you'd left us.
Oh, but I did leave you, Auntie M. I went to Bredman's.
Bredman's?
Oh, it's a wonderful place, full of comfort food and good, friendly people. And breakfast was there, and lunch was there, and dinner was there, too.
All three at once? Dorothy, you must have been dreaming.
Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
Oh, Auntie M, there's no place like Bredman's.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. Rosacea is a common but misunderstood skin condition of flushing, blushing, and breakouts. If left untreated, the symptoms can worsen, and with time, people with rosacea may see a permanent redness in their face. If you've noticed signs of rosacea and are looking for help, request an appointment online with Central Dermatology Center at centralderm.net or call us at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL, is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
As fallout continues from the UNC athletic scandal around the nation, the situation is being watched closely by observers and critics of big-time college athletics as a whole. One of those observers is Taylor Branch, a UNC graduate and Pulitzer Prize-winning author who's recently written a book entitled The Cartel that's highly critical of the NCAA. Branch weighed in on the Mary Willingham situation last week with Carolina Connections' Daniel Scheer, saying he can't independently vouch for Willingham's assertions about athletes struggling to read, but defending Willingham nonetheless for her willingness to come forward.
I think she's a courageous person, and I can't imagine that she would make up this evidence. Again, I'm not speaking to validate it, but I do speak to her character and motivation. I think she's trying to protect the academic integrity of the university. And I don't think it's right for people at the university to denigrate or question her motive. Frankly, it's certainly happened because, unfortunately, most people care more about the sports program than they do about the academic integrity of the school.
Mary Willingham has stated that she's not trying to attack the athletes themselves, that, in fact, she sees the athletes as the victims exploited by the college athletics industry in general and the NCAA in particular. Brandt says he agrees with that wholeheartedly.
The NCAA turns the logical world upside down like Alice in Wonderland by saying, in fact, it's in their bylaws, that it would exploit college athletes if they were to receive any compensation for their work. The dictionary definition of exploiting even mentions unpaid workers as an example of exploiting them if you don't pay them. The NCAA says you exploit them if you do.
You can listen to Brant's full interview with Carolina Connection's Daniel Scheer online at carolinaconnection.org. Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 right here on WCHL during the school year. And in news around town this morning, tomorrow, historian Michael Geyer will be on campus to discuss the legacy of World War I in a free public lecture. It's the 2014 Mary Stevens Ruckford Memorial Lecture, sponsored by UNC's Institute for the Arts and Humanities. 2014 is a 100-year anniversary of the start of World War I. Geyer's talk will take place at 7:30 p.m. in Girard Hall. A question-and-answer session, reception, and book signing will follow. WCHL News Time is 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Wouldn't you like to have a cup right now? Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, not a lot happening with traffic this morning, but it is awfully wet out there. We've had some early morning storm activity and rain coming down pretty steadily in most places. We do have a chance of continued rain today, so the roads are going to be rather slick. Be careful. Rand Northam in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic first in about a half hour here on WCHL. And your Chapel Hill Carborough weather continuing on that theme. A slight chance of thunderstorms this morning. Certainly more showers than just plain old showers in the afternoon. Temperature today about 70. Southwest winds about gust up to 30 miles per hour later on in the day. Chance of rain is 60% when you put it all together. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down around 42. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon. And the high tomorrow in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then on Friday, if you're looking ahead that far, showers probably in the morning. And high in the middle 60s, but all in all, the chance of rain is 100% all day. So, you know, that really doesn't sound all that great, does it? Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Let's get started by talking about the big game coming up tomorrow night. We're one day out from the highly anticipated Duke-Carolina contest. Last week's winter storm forced the postponement of the game. Duke couldn't get here, but the weather forecast looks a whole lot better for this one. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the story.
The surging North Carolina men's basketball team, winners of seven straight, takes center stage Thursday in primetime for a 9 p.m. tip-off in the Smith Center against arch-rival Duke. One of the keys to the game will be how the Tar Heels fare from the free throw line. Head coach Roy Williams says he was pleased with junior James Michael McAdoo's improvement from the foul line.
I never get too high or too low about free throws because there's always another day. We keep working on them every day, but I think that James Mike's had to make him feel better. It made his gray-haired old coach feel better. So hopefully his mom and dad and me are the ones that sit over there and we're saying prayers and doing everything.
McAdoo says the upswing in success for the Tar Heels has ultimately come down to the consistent defensive pressure they're applying to their opponents.
I think the biggest thing is probably just our sense of urgency on defense, but with that, just being disciplined and then just being really sound. Coach uses that word a lot, and I think that really just has to do with, you know, 1 through 5 playing together. So I think that's the biggest thing, just really trying to get the defense or get the offense, you know, out of their rhythm.
Sophomore Marcus Page agrees with McAdoo's sentiments. He says the improved defense has helped the offense gain some traction.
Aside from the effort, which we've talked about a lot, you know, just increasing our activity and effort on defense, we've been working a lot on guarding the ball and staying in front of the ball so we don't have to have guys help. And I think the fact that we've done a better job doing that has allowed our defense to be a little more successful, so guys aren't always in scrambles and rotations, and guys are just defending the ball better, so that's definitely helped.
despite the winning streak. Coach Williams says he's hesitant to predict the future success of the team, but he says mentally it's easy to build off the momentum of winning.
You know, and I've said before, the more you make, the more you make. It's in golf, the more putts you make, the more you make. I'm not saying that I don't like this, but I'm sure as a Dickens not going to say, oh, we're going to win the next 26. But I like the way we're doing some things, and I think that the kids have gotten more confident, and I think that's a huge part of it.
Coach Williams says the sense of urgency is palpable in his team right now. He says Carolina isn't taking any game for granted and that it is making the difference as the Tar Heels close out the season.
Now we're playing and every game is important to us. Those our first four or five ACC games, we were 1-4, and those games were really important. But as you're saying, you know, down the stretch, you want to be a confident team, and I think that's helping us playing well.
The Tar Heels will find out a little bit more about themselves tomorrow in a measuring stick contest against the Blue Devils. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And, of course, we'll have the game for you tomorrow night on WCHL, starting with an hour-long pregame show, countdown to tip-off. Jabari Parker had 16 points and 14 rebounds last night. Number 5, Duke rolled past Georgia Tech, 68-51 down in Atlanta. Rod Hall had a career-high 20 points. K.J. McDaniels added 12, along with 6 blocked shots. And Clemson ended its 3-game losing streak with a 73-56 victory over North Carolina State. And Atlantic Coast Conference leading scorer T.J. Warren last night down in Clemson. And one more game up at College Park last night. Nick Faust scored a career-high 20 points. Maryland defeated Wake Forest 71-60 last night to extend the Demon Deacons' losing streak to 6 games now. And Al Jefferson had 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists to lead the Charlotte Bobcats to a 108-96 victory over the Detroit Pistons on Tuesday night. 5 local high school basketball teams are taking top seeds into the 3A Big A Conference Tournament, which tips off tonight. WCHL's Rand Northam is the voice of high school basketball on WCHL, and he has details.
The undefeated Chapel Hill High School girls host county rival Orange in the opening round. Cedar Ridge plays host in the 3-versus-5 matchup, while Northwood hosts Southern Durham in the 4-5 contest. On the boys' side, the Orange Panthers and Chapel Hill Tigers split the regular season championship with 12-2 records in Big 8 play. The Panthers took both games against the Tigers, and as the number one seed, host Northern Vance tonight in the opening round. Chapel Hill plays host to Northwood. Chapel Hill is the host of this year's tournament championship for the girls and boys, and Friday night's contests tip at 5:30 and 7 o'clock. You can hear them live on WCHL and chapelboro.com with pregame coverage beginning at 5 o'clock. To see the complete breakdown of the girls and boys 3A Big 8 conference tournaments, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Tar Heel women's swimming and diving team will take the plunge today at the Greensboro Aquatic Center for a shot at the ACC Conference title. Ranked 10th in the country, Carolina lost only twice in dual meet competition this season. Head coach Rick DeSelm will be aiming to bring back a championship trophy to Chapel Hill and end a long drought for UNC standards. The Tar Heels have captured a conference leading 16 championships, but last won an ACC crown back in 2007. This year, the scoring format has changed. Instead of only the top 16 competitors counting, the scoring of all 24 participants will go towards their team's total. A live video stream of all the event finals can be found on the ACC.com tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday from 7 until 9 p.m. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. More coming up next hour on WCHL. And coming up next, it's the Osgood File.
Have you been to Carrboro lately? You just couldn't make this place up. February is For the Love of Carrboro Month, and there's so much to see and do. Let's celebrate Carrboro style with a lunchtime dance party this Friday, 12 to 1 p.m. in the Century Center, downtown Carrboro. Lunch provided by Nourish.org, engaging students and empowering communities to make a lasting impact on extreme poverty. Come to Carrboro and feel free. Unwind, create, taste, play, and be yourself. Follow us on Facebook at For the Love of Carrboro.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
625.
Sponsored in part by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services that help your whole business be more productive. Total Document Solutions only from Kyocera. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The Great Recession officially ended 5 years ago. But even now, at a lot of companies these days, if you ask the question,
is the recession really behind us? And what we found for many U.S. companies is that the answer is no. A lot of companies are still struggling.
That's Jennifer Grass of Career Builder, which did a survey.
58% of employers said that when it comes to their business, it feels like the recession is not over. Among small businesses, it's about two-thirds, 66% of companies that feel that way.
More after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
What's your most important document?
The McGrath proposal.
Olivia's adoption papers.
This week, a paid invoice.
Documents are who we are and what we do. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps companies capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter. Because if the document is important,
my winning business plan,
the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
Of course, some companies are doing well these days, but not all companies are that way, says Career Builder's Jennifer Grass.
You have your darlings of Wall Street that are doing well, and then you have other companies that are just trying to stay afloat or trying to return to where they were pre-recession. Only 28% of companies reported that their business has returned to normal or is better than it was before 2007.
And what challenges do these companies still face?
Companies are dealing with limited budgets. They're dealing with downsizing, reorganization of their companies. They're dealing with extended job vacancies due to the skills gap. And so, you know, all of these factors can have very serious repercussions.
More than half of the employers in your survey say that they have positions to fill, yet no qualified people to fill them. Seems like a bit of a catch-22, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit of a catch-22. And I think that's what employers are trying to get their arms around. A lot of companies were hit very hard during the last recession. And so there also is a lot of caution that dictates their actions.
Jennifer Grass, thank you. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
How much should a good kitchen cost? Hi, I'm Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions. Since 1986, we've been helping Chapel Hillians fix up their kitchens, baths, basements, and everything in between, turning your dream into reality without busting your budget. We're an Angie's List Super Service Award winner 3 years running with 3 decades of repeat customers. Why tackle remodeling yourself? Let Cederberg Kitchens and Additions guide you through the whole process. Find us on Facebook and visit us at CederbergKitchens.com. Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, our team, your home.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. Save half off, $20 worth of food and drinks, available now for $10. Oasis is located in downtown Carrboro in Carmel. But at night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. Oasis features organic coffees, aromatic teas, wines and beers, homemade pastries, chocolates, quiches, and more. Many options are also vegetarian, vegan, and/or gluten-free. It's half off from Oasis. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carpenter weather. Forecast brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Mostly cloudy today, showers in our forecast. We're getting some rain out there right now, and we had a little thunderstorm activity a little earlier, and there's a chance of some more this morning. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon as well. All in all, 60% chance of rain all day. Our high temperature today, about 70. It's also going to be rather windy later on in the day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon, probably. And the high tomorrow in the upper 60s. Now, tomorrow night, chance of rain as well, with the lows in the upper 50s. Windy. And then on Friday, shot the forecast as well. In fact, a 100% chance of rain on Friday.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Trouble in a square in Ukraine's capital. Demonstrators in Kiev. Sky News' Katie Stallard.
The protesters, for their part, there are some, as you can hear, fireworks again being fired out from the protesters into the police lines. They are reminding them that they are here. They are making the point that they intend to stand their ground.
25 people are dead, more than 240 hurt. Through an interpreter, opposition leader Vitaly Klitschko wants Ukraine's leader to act.
I'm appealing to him as the president of Ukraine. He should call early presidential and parliamentary elections. I'm convinced this will lower the temperature in the society.
For 3 months, the demonstrations have gone on. Andy Hunder directs the Ukrainian Institute in London.
They know there's no way back. If the people give in now, they will be put in prison. They have been threatened with long prison sentences of 15 years for protesting.
He says for those in Independence Square,
initially a student movement. Now there are business leaders out there on the streets supporting the protesters.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is 52 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, 632, awfully wet out there, rain coming down. We've had some storm activity already and more probably on the way. Slow zones might soon be coming to downtown Carrboro. The Board of Aldermen gave the go-ahead last night for town staff to explore the feasibility of the proposed traffic calming areas, which some have said would reduce the number of pedestrian and bicycle-involved vehicles. Collisions. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Traffic calming and slow zones, this kind of concept on average produces crash reductions of about 30% according to the literature. And a lot of that just deals with being able to maneuver and stop quickly. So you see higher rates of yielding to pedestrians.
That's Seth Lajeunesse, chair of the Carrboro Transportation Advisory Board. He explained that a slow zone is a small area with well-defined boundaries, setting average vehicular speeds of about 20 miles per hour. The zones are placed in areas with high pedestrian and bicycle activity and/or a history of vehicle accidents with pedestrians and bicycles. The majority of pedestrian collisions in Carrboro happen along East Main Street, between Lloyd Street and Greensboro Street, and in the intersections in that area, including Weaver Street and Main Street. Lajeunesse explained that this is the area in which the Transportation Advisory Board hopes to implement the slow zone. Designating the zones has been accomplished in other cities by constructing artistic gateway designs. The goal is to distinguish these areas, signaling to drivers that they are entering into a new traffic zone and should slow down. Carrboro Alderperson Jackie Giss said that the Carrboro Arts Committee is working on designs currently that she believed would work for the gateway fixtures and would be a way to promote local artists. Giss added that she supported the idea of slow zones, but she wanted town staff to also include downtown businesses in the discussion and planning phases for the project.
I don't want it to be something that your downtown businesses, this is what we're doing to you. We'd rather have it be that it's something that the downtown businesses feel that they're a part of and that they're doing it with us.
Other measures that complement slow zones are lead pedestrian intervals, bike corrals, and curb extensions. Carrboro already offers bike corrals in locations across downtown. Though these additions would come at a high cost to the town, Lajeunesse said that he believed the safety and economic benefits would be worthwhile. He predicted calmer streets in the zones that would promote lingering and socializing in the area and result in more business for local shops. Alderperson Randy Haven O'Donnell supported the idea of pedestrian signals, but pointed out that Chapel Hill controls Carrboro's stoplights, so coordination efforts would be necessary.
I think it's inexpensive enough and it's important enough, and it's a great way to enculturate folks about wait time.
Slow zones are popular across New York City and in parts of Europe as well. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Rogers Road remediation plan has been in the works for nearly 2 years now, but recently Chapel Hill and Orange County have each taken steps to move that plan forward. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Last night, Orange County commissioners unanimously signed off on an operating agreement for the yet-to-be-built Rogers Road Community Center. Once completed, the facility will be operated by the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, or RENA. Minister Robert Campbell is the president of RENA. He told the board this is an important step forward for the neighborhood.
We have an opportunity to bring a community into the future. For our children, in the summertime, they have nowhere to go. But here we have an opportunity to help shape and mold them right here in the community.
Commissioners committed $650,000 back in January of 2013 to build the center on land donated by Habitat for Humanity. But the project was delayed last fall when construction bids came in over budget. County staffers say the building has been redesigned and the rebidding process should be complete by April. The community center is part of a remediation plan agreed on by representatives from RENA, Orange County, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro to help make amends to the neighborhood that bore the burden of the county and municipal landfill for 40 years. The plan also includes extending sewer service to 86 parcels in the Rogers Road neighborhood at an estimated cost of approximately $5.8 million. Carrboro has already set aside its portion of the total, about $900,000. Chapel Hill, however, is struggling to find a way to pay its share as the area is outside of town limits. Town staffers are currently investigating the possibility of creating a new utility district or extending the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction to include Rogers Road. In the meantime, the Chapel Hill Town Council voted last week to spend up to $77,400 on preliminary engineering studies and community outreach to determine exactly where sewer lines should go. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt said this is work that will need to be done no matter what.
What this does is this moves the ball, even though commissioners and council members just keep talking.
The engineering studies and outreach are expected to take up to 10 months to complete. The Chapel Hill Town Council will revisit the question of extraterritorial jurisdiction on June 16th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As fallout continues from the UNC athletics scandal around the nation, the situation is being watched closely by observers and critics of big-time college athletics as a whole. One of those observers is Taylor Branch, a UNC grad and Pulitzer Prize-winning author who's recently written a book entitled The Cartel that's highly critical of the NCAA. Branch weighed in on the Mary Willingham situation last week with Carolina Connection's Daniel Shear, saying he can't independently vouch for Willingham's assertions about athletes struggling to read, but defending Willingham nonetheless for her willingness to come forward.
I think she's a courageous person, and I can't imagine that she would make up this evidence. Again, I'm not speaking to validate it, but I do speak to her character and motivation. I think she's trying to protect the academic integrity of the university, and I don't think it's right for people at the university to denigrate or question her motives. Frankly, that's common. It's certainly happened because, unfortunately, most people care more about the sports program than they do about the academic integrity of the school.
Mary Willingham has stated that she's not trying to attack the athletes themselves, that, in fact, she sees the athletes as the victims exploited by the college athletics industry in general and the NCAA in particular. Brandt says he agrees with that wholeheartedly.
The NCAA turns the logical world upside down like Alice in Wonderland by saying, in fact, it's in their bylaws, that it would exploit college athletes if they were to receive any compensation for their work. The dictionary definition of exploiting even mentions unpaid workers as an example of exploiting them if you don't pay them. The NCAA says you exploit them if you do.
You can listen to Taylor Branch's full interview with Carolina Connection's Daniel Shear online at carolinaconnection.org. And Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 on WCHL during the school year. Federal officials say toxic coal ash has coated the bottom of the North Carolina River up to 70 miles downstream of a Duke Energy dump where a massive spill occurred 2 weeks ago. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service advised yesterday that a massive bar of coal ash about 75 feet long and as much as 5 feet deep has been detected on the bottom of the Dan River near the site of February 2nd spill. WCHL News Time is 6:39. More news coming up throughout the morning, of course. And Barry Jacobs has today's commentary, and that's up next.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Hi, I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the Triangle source for your office equipment needs. I've been married for almost 6 years. I've got a beautiful 3-year-old daughter and twins on the way. I love golf, I sing in public, and I'm a huge fan of the Tar Heels. And I also happen to really know how to set up your office. I'm honest, I'm direct, I love talking with people and making long-term connections, and I won't disappear like some people do the second they make a sale. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
Follow the dots to huge savings at Crown Honda South Point. See blue, save green on a new 2013 Honda Civic Sedan Automatic LX. Just $159 a month or a new 2014 Honda Accord. Blue Dot price gets 0.9% APR for up to 60 months. Hurry in today. See blue and save green during the Blue Dot sale. Only at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. Rosacea is a common but misunderstood skin condition of flushing, blushing, and breakouts. If left untreated, the symptoms can worsen, and with time, people with rosacea may see a permanent redness in their face. If you've noticed signs of rosacea and are looking for help, request an appointment online with Central Dermatology Center at centralderm.net or call us at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
642 at WCHL, 54 degrees in Chapel Hill, and some steady rain coming down.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Barry Jacobs, chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. Orange County is a leader in North Carolina and beyond in recognizing the importance of agriculture as a part of our economy, our culture, and our commitment to protecting open space. From a wealth of farmers markets to a valued food processing center, from fresh foods in our restaurants to an embrace of agritourism, from funding farmland conservation easements to a program to train new farmers, Orange County is determined to cultivate our local agricultural economy. As tobacco and other traditional crops have receded as reliable sources of revenue, the county has brought folks together to share new strategies, ideas, and opportunities that can help to keep farm operations viable. That's the purpose of our 16th Annual Agricultural Summit, to be held this year on February 25th at the Maple View Agricultural Center, just down the road from the popular Maple View Ice Cream Store. This year's summit offers a chance for farmers and other interested residents to discuss the important agricultural issues of our time. And in this case, at least, there's an opportunity to enjoy an honest-to-goodness free lunch, featuring locally grown foods, of course. We're serious about our commitment to agriculture and to advancing a comprehensive approach to sustainable development, good environmental stewardship, and preserving a key component of our rich quality of life. To register, call Cooperative Extension at 919-245-2059. We hope you'll join us. This is Barry Jacobs.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'm hearing a rumor that there's a mighty big basketball game coming up tomorrow night here in Chapel Hill. Let's find out about it right now on WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina's 81-75 victory over Florida State Monday night was number 300 for Roy Williams as Tar Heel head coach. Williams reached that number faster than any coach in ACC history. But in the immediate aftermath of the victory, he wasn't that impressed with his accomplishment.
I'm trying to win one more game. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be alive and croaking tomorrow, but I've had great kids who really buy into what we're trying to do. I've always taken a great deal of pride trying to get kids to buy in and be driven towards a common goal, and that's what coaching is.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now. at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tar Heels earned Williams' 300th win in come-from-behind fashion, trailing by as many as 15 in the first half to the Seminoles, but whittled away that deficit to just 3 at halftime before taking over in the second half.
First time out, when I called, I didn't do any coaching. I just screamed at them, you know, and I thought that's what they needed. But after that, you know, I said, we can get back in there. We can get back in there. We can get back in there. I said, we missed two layups. We missed a wide open three. We missed both shots of a two-shot foul. We missed the first shot of a one-on-one. Just make a couple of plays, and we'll be right back in there. In the last 3 or 4 minutes of the first half, we did get back in there, and I thought that was the key part for us.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
And, of course, tomorrow night it is the postponed game, the Carolina-Duke game on WCHL. You can hear it. It's a 9 o'clock tip time. That means that our coverage will start at 7 o'clock tomorrow night with Countdown to Tip-Off on WCHL. Tar Heels and Blue Devils. 646. This is Ron Stutz. Traffic and weather together on the way next.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Redmond's.
Redmond's on Rosemary Street?
Sure. They've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there not come out a smiling.
Yes, I better head to Bradman's today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting the ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Bradman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
The 2014 Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare is officially underway. Our 2014 challengers have begun their 6-week journey to improve health and wellness and will get the chance to work out at the amazing facilities at the UNC Wellness Centers in Menomont and their newest location in Cary. A big thank you to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Menomont and in Cary, Massage Envy Spa Eastgate, Massage Envy Spa South Point, the UPS Store, Chapel Hill North, Fordham and Menomont, Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions, Twig and Cameron's.
And time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Berkeley Grimble and all the folks over at Grimble Jewelers. They're always there for you. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Villas Plaza on Elliott Road. And they're right next door to Whole Foods, which makes them very easy to find. 648 at WCHL. Time now to check traffic from the guy who watches it closely all morning long. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. After that introduction, this better be a good report.
Yeah, it better be.
Yeah. Here is Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. NC 54 eastbound and westbound seeing some delays right now. Just minor to moderate delays as you travel between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Were you awakened this morning, early this morning, by thunder?
Yes, thunderous thunder. Yeah. I mean, it was really loud. Intense. The dogs did not like it.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, I thought, whoa. I didn't realize we were going to have a thunderstorm this morning.
I actually saw some lightning on the way in this morning, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. But
a little winter thunderstorm.
I got caught in the rain, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Got a little bit wet. So, everybody, be careful out there. And as Rand said, roads kind of slick. So,
they are. They are. There's some puddles, too. And, Ron, do you like pina coladas?
Yes, I do.
How about getting caught in the rain?
No, I don't. And I don't like Rupert Holmes either. Don't like that song. Well, I liked it at first. First time I heard it. First 3,000 times I heard it, I liked it. And then I decided I didn't.
Well,
so, anyway.
There you go.
I caught your reference. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It is 6:49 at WCHL. And turning to your Chapel Hill Carbaryl forecast, it's brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. If burgers are not your thing, enjoy Five Guys Grilled Kosher Beef Hot Dogs, dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomont Village. 56 degrees in Chapel Hill. Yeah, it's kind of warm this morning. Mostly cloudy. Showers likely. They're coming down now. slight chance of thunderstorms this morning. Continuing, we've already had some, then a chance of just plain old showers in the afternoon. High temperature today, about 70, and it's going to be windy. Gust up to 30 miles per hour later on in today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 40s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, and high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, it's going to seem kind of like springtime, to be honest with you. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a mighty big birthday to celebrate today. Smokey Robinson is 74 years old today. One of the greatest songwriters, singers ever. Smokey Robinson of the Miracles fame, 74 years old today. Singer Luke Christie, 71. Actor Michael Nader, 69. Let's see here. Actor Stephen Nichols, 63. Author Amy Tan, 62. Actor Jeff Daniels is 59 years old today. Television talk show host Lorianne Crook, 57. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is 55. Britain's Prince Andrew is 54. Tennis Hall of Famer Anna Maslakova, 52. Singer Seal is 51. One of these days, he'll get another name. Actress Jessica Tuck, 51 years old today. Justine Bateman, the actress, 48 years old today. Actor Benicio Del Toro, 47. Pop singer, actress Hayley Duff is 29 years old today. And we got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, let me mention Eric White. Eric White, happy birthday, buddy. Also, Gary Salibi has a birthday today. And Marsha Fleischman has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Marsha. I understand it's a big one, but I'm not going to say how many. Marsha Fleischman, happy birthday. Our birthday winner of the day is Charles Blackwood. Been with the sheriff's department for so long and now temporarily retired, but he wants to be sheriff again. Wants to be sheriff. Was almost sheriff before. But Charles is celebrating a birthday today and all-around good guy, always doing stuff for other people. And Charles, I hope it's a really big celebration for you. And I hope it stops raining so you can take a big ride on your motorcycle later on in the day. All right. Charles is going to get a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Congratulations, Charles Blackwood, from all of us at WCHL. All right. It is time now for trivia on WCHL. I'm Rod Sutz. Please welcome to the show, once again, as always, Freddie Kiger.
You are so kind. Thank you so much. It's balmy, balmy, balmy out there.
It is, man. This is crazy. I mean, last week we had all this snow on the ground.
Yeah. And polar, it's like vortexes.
Springtime out there now.
It is. I'll never forget when I was in Lillehammer, and it got up to like 25 degrees one day, and the Norwegians went nuts. They were out there in short. Shorts and T-shirts.
It's all in what you're accustomed to, I guess.
That's right. It's all relative.
Yeah.
It's all relative.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what, Ron?
What?
Let me take this second to address a phone call that I received from Chapel Hill Family Medicine.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Dr. Gutierrez?
Dr. Gutierrez and Nurse Stocking.
Okay.
A brief word needed to address our question back on January the 30th about borborygmi.
Oh, yeah.
And the great consternation it caused at Chapel Hill Family Medicine.
Consternation?
Yes, consternation, whatever it is.
Really concerned about it?
Yes, they were. For those of you who remember our lost sleep, my question asks, from where the sound of borborygmi originated?
And I remember saying, I have never heard of that.
Right, and Desi Arnaz was not the answer with Babalu. Two of our biggest trivia fans jumped on my answer like the IRS on a delinquent bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nurse Pixie Stocking and Dr. Patrick Gutierrez, I say publicly that after much weeping and gnashing of teeth, my error was unintentional, and that I had the intestinal fortitude to admit the error of my ways, and the true answer should have been not just the stomach, but the large intestines.
Uh-huh.
I guess I needed GPS to better understand my GI track.
Just finding that you were wrong just was like getting punched in the gut, wasn't it?
Yes, but you know, we were in the neighborhood. We weren't in the right seat, but we were in the right neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I symbolically, after taking two aspirins, feel much better.
Put the lime in the coconut?
Yes.
Okay.
So Nurse Pixie Stocking and Dr. Patrick Gutierrez.
The only person I've ever known named Pixie Stocking, that's for sure. Isn't that a great name?
Yeah, well, they had that running competition between the two for trivia.
Well, yeah, I know. I hear from them all the time.
Yeah.
And
they're good trivia fans.
It's really amazing when you're a mighty big man when you can come in here and admit that you were wrong about something.
Yes, it was.
And
it was more than the stomach; it's the large intestines.
I just want to say that it wasn't my fault, folks. It was Freddie all
the
way.
I'll take it. I have, as you mentioned, I have the intestinal fortitude, the guts to say that you were near wrong.
Well, I'm glad we righted that wrong.
Thank you very much. And now we should jump to our category for today.
I hope everybody feels better.
Yes, birds of prey.
Birds of prey.
Birds of prey.
All right. Well, hey. Lay it on me.
All right. And it's 200-plus mile-per-hour hunting drive.
Whoa.
No kidding.
Yeah, okay.
What raptor is the fastest animal on Earth?
A raptor.
Yeah, raptor. And it's 200-plus mile-per-hour hunting dive.
Hmm.
What raptor is the fastest animal on Earth?
Well, I can guess, but I don't really know.
Is that crazy? Is that not anyway? 200-mile-per-hour-plus?
Wow. All right, that's 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you know the answer, you can swap Trivia Prize and get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Well, you're good to go.
Exactly.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jim Alexander is an extraordinary volunteer for Orange County Animal Services.
He started volunteering at the animal shelter in 2009. He has been here ever since. He started out walking our dogs and socializing our dogs, and then he just started doing everything else, and he has gone from dog walker, socializer, to helping me do orientation and trainings, and he helps with our rabies clinics. He does special events, and he also does outreach, anything and everything that we need him to do, he will do. He's like a point person for new people when they come into the shelter. They can go to him. He'll walk them through a day at the shelter if they're volunteering with dogs, and he's offered a whole lot to us in our time of need.
Sarah Fallon says when he comes to work, he sometimes even brings treats for everybody else.
Gets his wife to make cookies, and he's a member of the Kiwanis, and sometimes they'll have a breakfast or they'll have some activity, and he'll bring over in leftover bagels and things like that.
Jim Alexander is today's WCHL hometown hero. Is it because he loves dogs so much, or he just wants to volunteer his time to help?
I think it's a little of both. He has adopted an animal from us. He has another dog at home, but he really enjoys being with animals and likes the work that we do here, and he fits in well. And I think, you know, he gets along with staff and other volunteers, and he's a take charge type person, so volunteers can go to him when they can't find me. And so I think he really enjoys volunteering here as well as just giving back to the community.
Jim Alexander gives so freely of his time and efforts for Orange County Animal Services, but he has a busy life already.
He has a wife and two kids, but they're both away. I think they both graduated college, have jobs. He used to be of one of our local newspapers, and he is not doing that anymore. But I know that he does work with Duke University when they need him. Every Tuesday afternoon, he comes in and walks dogs, and he does meet and greet and adoption counseling on Tuesdays, and then he does special events as they come by. He does, like I said, most of our rabies clinic, and then he usually picks one or two or three Saturdays that he takes our animals out into our community, which we call outreach.
Our thanks to Sarah Fallon for the nomination, and congratulations, Jim Alexander. Thank you for all you do for Orange County Animal Services. Jim is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, the answer to Freddie's trivia question this morning, and the fastest animal on Earth, maybe we should say the fastest animal in the air, is the peregrine falcon, with that incredibly speedy swoop down dive, the peregrine falcon. Elaine Rosenbacher called in, and she answered the question before anyone else. A couple of other people knew it as well, but Elaine was the first to get in. So congratulations, Elaine, and you get swapped to be prize and also get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. We'll have another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning on WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, it is 56 degrees this morning. Awfully wet, rain coming down out there, mostly cloudy, and showers likely pretty much all day. But we have a chance of a little more storm activity. We've already had some It's going to be windy later on in the day as well, with gusts up to 30 miles per hour and a 60% chance of rain. Rain coming down right now.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina basketball.
Alley-oop to McAdoo!
On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Said a penny, the day after a deadly confrontation in Kiev's main square. Anti-government demonstrators are back, but so far there's been no repetition of the violence that claimed 25 lives.
The police seem to be waiting for orders. Others are sleeping behind their lines on top of their riot shields. In front of them is what has become a de facto no man's land. It is full of charred rubble from the clashes overnight.
Sky News correspondent Katie Stallard tells us opposition leaders met with President Viktor Yanukovych overnight to no avail.
They left those talks with no deal, saying that the talks had been meaningless, and the two sides are still clearly very far apart.
The unrest began to fester late last year when Yanukovych